white hot with a my kush roll, 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 my kush roll.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about. We'll get into it, though.
Who? Okay. We'll get into it.
As a matter of fact, we'll just start it off right now. Since we here. All right.
No. I think we need more of a buffer.
We do not need more of a... We're already here.
No, because I was talking about some shit.
So no, we didn't record that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Trust me. I got you. Sorry, I got you.
So now I just sound even more suspicious. Well, I mean...
And welcome to Speaker Box Seattle Podcast Season 4, : Do the Diddy If You Want To.
Do the Diddy Won't To. See if I want you to.
She's a bottle in, ladies and gentlemen. This is Frank Massachusetts, a.k.a. Jason's Lyric.
And this is, as always, your girl, Bangham Smurfette.
And before we get into this episode, we're going to hit you with some shameless plugs. Smurfette Durfin.
I'm Little Liddy, so this might be slur. I feel like that's the theme of this season.
It's slurred.
Slurred.
Slip and slurred.
If you want to listen
Fuck Scrooge and Chopped, we're slip and slurred.
Bro.
Market it.
I went down a rabbit hole of listening to Chopped and Screwed music the other day.
The plugs. I got you, audience. I got you. The plugs.
If you want to listen to past or future episodes, please find us on one of our various platforms, being iTunes, Podomatic, or Stitcher. If you want a one-stop shop for all that, plus some content and our social media links, go to our website, speakerbox.com. That is
S-P-K-R-B-X.
S-P-K-R-B-X.com.
It's so good.
And if you have any episode ideas, feedback, please go ahead and drop us a line at our email address, speakerboxseattle@gmail.com. Again, that's speakerbox, normal spelling, seattle@gmail.com. And please, if you're following us on iTunes, rate, comment, subscribe. We're almost to the point where we got what we need, but we just need you guys to get in there and continue to give us 5-star reviews.
And shout out to everybody that's been liking our Facebook page, too. I see y'all out there, so we appreciate it. We really do.
It's kind of active right now. And right. Facebook, like, sends us, though. They're like, your followers are waiting for you to buy. I'm like, all right.
Hey, shout out to y'all. Shout out to the fucking Goon Squad. And as always, yes, rate, comment, subscribe, and all that good stuff. And for all of you who are just joining us now for the first time for Season 4, we have a new segment, and it is called The Fuss, Fucked Up Situation Scenario, with Bangham Smurfette and Frank Massachusetts, where we give you a fucked up scenario, and the only way to get out of it is your in-depth knowledge of hip-hop. All right, so...
Hold on, can I ask you a question?
What up?
Am I popping, or did I fall off?
You fell off.
I think the fell off ones are my favorite.
You fell off.
Okay.
You were in a relationship with Craig David, and it just kind of went left.
Fuck you.
And I'm not talking like 2000 Craig David. I'm talking like 2017 now. Craig David. It just went left. You decide to go on a little excursion.
Okay.
Kind of get your head right, get away from the paparazzi and all that.
Right.
You head to the Middle East.
Okay.
You're living a humble life. You drink. You do what you need to do. You have enough to get you through and out of places. And
so
you
I just took wander. The shine route?
Right, and you just wander. You read the newspaper. Apparently something on YouTube where somebody from your past life in the industry just talking shit.
Okay.
Just fucking burying you. Comments, all these likes, so million views, just buried you.
Okay.
Right? And then one after another, everyone just starts coming out, burying you. You get drunk one day. You screaming, fuck them all. You wander out to the desert.
With a group of my girlfriends?
No. Your girlfriends went this way. You went right. No, not to break up with your boyfriend.
So, reference.
Right. And you say we ain't. Anyway, you're traveling. You got one sandal on. You look up at the sky. You say, why? And in a drunken slumber, you throw your last sandal. Boom. And you hear a clink. Dink. All of a sudden. A genie appears.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Genie says, I see that you have been troubled and you have been abandoned by people that once worshipped you. And you say, yes, yes, Mr. Genie. He says, for my release, you can vanquish any one of these three. And these are three of them that were talking shit about you and burying you. Three labels that were doing so. And he can erase them from history.
Okay.
The three labels are Cash Money, No Limit, what was it? And Star Trek.
Okay, I have a clarifying question.
Okay.
No,
not Star Trek, Rough Riders. We'll go with Rough Riders. So No Limit, Rough Riders.
You know what you should have said?
No Limit, Rough Riders, and Cash Money.
You should have said Bad Boy.
Nah, because you would X'd
No, out. Because you're giving me a tough choice between... Well, it's just a tough choice anyways, actually. Okay, I have a clarifying question.
Yep.
By vanquishing them from history, does that mean that we never get the artists?
We never get the...
Oh...
Well, it wouldn't be the artist that you would know, right? They might have signed to someone else. So, like, if you say no for Rough Riders, then it wouldn't be DMX and Swiss Beats. It might be DMX and, who knows, Kid Capri.
Probability.
Right. Okay, it's a reality.
I'm going to have to say Cash Money.
You would get rid of Cash Money records.
Let me tell you why.
So what the fuck would the industry look like today? I'll say, go ahead, talk about it. Go ahead.
Because your man Birdman fucked up a lot of lives. And I just feel like I would rather have some of my faves have a chance at life. Like.
Okay, who's not getting a chance at life? Okay, yeah.
I would just rather them be like on a ranch somewhere.
What
like,
fucks me up is like.
Running through fields.
Like, hey, yeah.
Well, he's already doing that.
Bro. So I looked up the lyrics to the Drama Left, Right, Left song. Listen, I had no idea it was actually spitting, bro. This dude was spitting bars. I'm sorry, but go ahead. All right, so Cash Money. Okay, so...
I just want, like, the thought of, like, BG, like, on a fucking, like, porch.
So you feel that...
With, like, a banjo. Like, makes me so happy. He's drug-free.
So what you're telling me, then, is that you are... You feel that the world would be a better place if we had less Drake and more Dragon. Talk about it. Because there's no Cash Money, but there's a Rough Riders. And there's a No Limit. You're like, Master P and all them. No, they can dominate.
Yeah, that's fine. But Drake would have made it out. He would have signed to somebody.
To who? What's a Drake without Young Money? Let me think about that.
There was a bidding war off of him.
Yeah.
So he would have went somewhere. We may not have the Drake we have today, but right. We would have a Drake. And I could do with a little less Drake. I could do with, like, just slightly less Drake.
You don't like these albums every 6 months?
And there's, like, 88 tracks. Like, we don't
need... He's got time on his hands. He's got time
on his
hands.
We don't need that many. You know, I've really become a fan of, like, the tight album.
What's the tight album?
Like, give me, like, 11 to 12 solid tracks. And
I got
get
you.
The fuck off. Like
45 minutes.
Like, I don't need these... This nigga has... 59 songs on every album.
You don't have that kind of time?
I just simply... And not for fucking filler. I could do with a little less Drake.
Okay.
I could do with no Nicki Minaj.
Damn it, man.
Like,
have you turned
it.
Your back on it? I feel like everybody's turned their back on
because
her.
Because, you know, when I turned my back, when it became very evident that Safari indeed did write her rhymes.
She's like, because, there's not a shadow of
No, there's
doubt.
Not a shadow. Because this nigga's still spitting like Nicki Minaj. Spitting old Nicki bars.
And that's weird.
And it's so weird.
It sounds so weird.
Because it only works for a female. Because he's trash. Like, don't get me wrong. But with a female, it sounds good. And she's over there. And you look like nah. Like, bitch, what are you? You're garbage.
That is rude. That is rude.
She's
she gave you Monster. Safari may have
given
you.
Safari
yeah,
gave
Safari,
me Monster.
Safari may have given you Monster. Yeah.
Itty Bitty Piggy?
That was, she was spitting,
spitting bars, but that was Safari, bro. She doesn't even rap like that anymore.
I remember first time I heard that, I was like, yo, say what you want. This bitch
is
spitting.
Safari was spitting. But think about it. Think about Safari spitting that track. It becomes instantly trash.
Or just instantly controversial in terms of your sexual preference.
Well, I mean, like, adjust the lyrics to be like.
No, I see Safari actually singing that word for word. Yeah, like, I was
you
like,
know,
you know this a little too intimately. Tell me more about your experiences
Yeah, but I could do, I just like the current state of Nicki Minaj. Gutta Gutta, I might need in my life. I was like, I don't need him. Who is that? If he was to walk by me today, I'd be like, excuse me, sir?
Look, there's some hip-hop labels. I want to look at this payroll list. I was like, you're paying him how? To do what?
Isn't
to
he like the CEO what? Of like, he's like the president
he
of like.
Shit about shit. And if he was shit about shit, still nobody gives a shit. And that's all that matters is public perception this time of alternative facts.
But to, so yes, Cash Money. I just would rather my faves, Lil Wayne, BG, Manny Fresh to be like on a ranch somewhere.
Just left alone. No one
like,
shooting
heroin
into them, making them sign contracts.
Do you remember the end of Minority Report where they put him in that cabin? Like,
she's like, that's what I want.
That's what I want for them.
That's fair. That's fair. And that was the fuzz. Fucked up situation scenario with Bangers Bar Forever, Frank Massachusetts.
One.
All right.
That was a
thank
good
you.
One.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm a bit of a
wreck. I'm drunk, so.
No, we're going to get to that bottle too. And nah. I'm going to tell you why we're going to get to this bottle. As a matter of fact, What are you sipping on?
Let me tell you. Okay, first of all, listeners, let me tell you what happened, though. So I was fully prepared to drink coming in. I just like recording better when I'm drunk, right? I open up my fucking car door. I had a bottle of... Well, I'm not going to tell you what I had a bottle of because it was kind of low rent. But it fell out my car and broke on the sidewalk. I was very sad, you guys. I walked in. I said, Frank, you know what happened? My bottle of alcohol broke. You know what Frank said to me? He says, you know what? It's all good because I got this goose for you. Now, mind you, listeners, he was just thinking about me because this nigga does not drink.
Nah.
I almost had to call 911 when he drank a Smirnoff Ice.
It was a hard cider, first and foremost. Give him credit. Look, how dare you? How dare you talking about, look, he got drunk off Smirnoff. That's fucked up.
Ice. You could get that at the corner store. No, so that's
a,
like.
Look, I got a
like,
little drunk on my birthday. I drank a hard cider and I made a hard time getting to the bathroom.
The Smirnoff Ice sounded harder than that. A hard cider. He texts me. He's like, I fell down the steps. No, but okay, back to the point I had. So, yes, I have bottles of Goose right here because my brother loves me.
Yep.
And he knows that I'm an alcoholic.
And I'm an enabler. And what are we talking about today?
This
what are we
talking your, about? No, this
no, no,
is
no, but you
topic.
Picked it. I gave you three topics to pick, and you picked
but
this
But I
one.
Don't know. I picked it because it sounded provocative.
Okay, and what was that topic?
It's thirst traps.
Okay.
But I don't know exactly what we're talking about.
All right, so here we go.
So, I feel like I'm about to get exposed.
No. So here's the thing. I got all these bottles because...
Because it's like truth serum.
Because Smurf has a tendency to, for lack of a better term, bitch up a little bit if she's not drinking and we start talking about controversial stuff. I need this raw and uncut.
Just like to
I
keep
need this
shit
raw
close
and uncut.
To the chest. I just don't like my business out in these streets. And when I get to drink it, it's like a truth serum. I just, everything's on the table.
So we're going to talk about thirst traps. Okay, so
it.
First and foremost, how do you feel about thirst traps?
What are we talking about, though? Like,
I'm guiding you into
like,
this. I'm guiding you into
but
this.
But, like, what type, like, where, what's the medium? In real
okay,
life?
Okay, we'll stick with social media, and then we'll transition into real life. So, and so, in regards to social media, how do you feel about thirst traps?
Okay, can you define thirst traps? Can
a
you
picture,
use it in a sentence?
A picture or a video used to garner or solicit sexual interest.
Origin.
America.
Thirst traps to me because I'm the type of bitch that
I love this. Did you sit, you haven't cracked that other one open. I'm gonna need you to at least take a shot, like please.
I told you that
please.
If you've been drinking
please.
The night before,
please.
If you've been drinking the night before and you have a hangover, if you drink again early the next day, you get instantly drunk. I am drunk, sir.
Listen. There's plenty of water. There's plenty of water upstairs. Like I got you.
All right.
I'll take it. All right. So you're the type of bitch.
It. Oh, yeah, I'm the type of bitch that I, like, have an aversion to corny shit.
Okay.
Like, corniness to me mm-hmm. is, like, the worst. And okay. thirst traps come off as corny to me.
Talk
but
about
like,
it. Why is that? Talk about it.
Because it's, like, blatant what you're trying to do.
Solicit sexual attention, right.
I guess I'll give you a pass if it's not that often.
Okay.
and you're not in a relationship.
Okay. Talk about it. Talk about it. Why but is it key that, why is the relationship key?
Because I'm like, what are we really doing then?
Mm.
Like, you got a girl, but every fucking IG post
is you half naked,
you shirtless. And you know when niggas be pulling their pants down so you can see like that
the
cut?
The V, yeah.
Yeah. And I see a cut and you got like a fur coat on. Like, that's not a real.
It fucked up because as soon as you said that, I was like, I've seen that.
Right? Like, that's, first of all, like, this is not a real thing that happens. Like, nobody gets up and is like, all right, what am I about to wear?
I really want to put someone on blast right now, but go ahead.
Like, there's no occasion, you know who you are, for that particular outfit. So you had to decide that you were going to pull your sweatpants. No, oh God, in the sweatpants. Y'all niggas need to stop putting on these gray sweatpants.
Talk about it. What's wrong with gray sweatpants? The house pants. I assume they're taking these pictures in the house. Why wouldn't you be in house pants? You said you wanted more real, so I can't wear the leather coat. I can't wear the house pants. What are we doing? How can one show off his chest?
If y'all not? Know what those gray sweatpants do.
What?
Show off your dick.
Oh, the fucking...
The dick fucking pants.
What's it called?
The dick print.
No, it's like a turnip. No, what is it?
Oh, the eggplant.
The eggplant, thank you.
Yeah, it's the eggplant. Like, I don't know these things. It outlines the shit. And it's like, if you put on gray, light gray fucking sweatpants. Now, first of all, who the fuck is wearing light gray sweatpants? Like, that's not a thing.
Some people are wearing light gray sweatpants shorts. Not like real shorts, but like they just took some scissors and cut them.
Oh, that's the fucking word. Okay, we're getting off. But like, okay, so if you're single and you're doing that, like, whatever, whatever. You trying to get some ass.
Why is it? Oh, okay, you're trying to get some. Okay.
You're trying to get some ass. Like, okay. You know, you got to put out some bait if you want some fish. Like, you got. I know. I could have done better.
Oh, my God. This is going to be amazing. I'm sorry. Continue on.
Like, you got to put the bait out there. So I feel it if you're single. But if you're in a relationship, then, like, what are we doing? This is where it becomes corny. I'm going to tell you what you're doing. Either You're blatantly trying to cheat, like, which is fine, you know, like, do you? Or you have self-esteem issues.
So what you're saying is that someone deliberately is putting out thirst traps consistently. It sends a signal that you're either single and you're trying to get some, or that you have low self-esteem, or maybe a little bit of both.
Maybe a little bit of both. I think the look, like, looking for external validation is a key component of these thirst traps. Because it's like, what else? Like, yeah, you could be trying to get some ass, but really, you can get ass on the low.
You could.
Like, no, you explain that. You could, but...
Well, there's something to the release of endorphins, right? They were saying that what's going on is people are becoming addicted to social media in a real way, right? Mm-hmm. Because, like, when you get a like or you get a follow or whatnot, it releases dopamine in your brain. You become addicted to that. Depending on how many likes you get, the higher you get, right? So, with that being said...
This nigga's just drunk off of fucking likes.
Hey, there's some people
falling
getting
down
high.
Downstairs.
Right. Talking about, oh, shit, 5 likes, bitch, I'm going viral. Like, yeah, like, some people are about that life. So, if... with that being said, you wouldn't get that same type of satisfaction on the streets, right?
No.
Exactly. So,
and if you did, it might be, that's like sexual harassment.
What if people just did that? Like, you're to the streets, people are like, like. Like, what if walking down the street was like walking through the comment section of YouTube?
There was, I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with the show Black Mirror, but there was an episode about that.
Black Mirror? Is that on Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay, I've been watching The Fall. That
you gotta
crazy. Netflix
check
is putting out some shows where
Black
I'm like, what
Mirror
the fuck is
used
this?
Used to be on BBC. Oh, okay. But you need to check that. You would like Black Mirror. And there was an episode. It's like trippy and it's like kind of fucked up. But it's like.
So it's our version of The Twilight Zone, it sounds like.
Yeah, kind of. Okay. But there was an episode where it was like social media in real life. And it was like fucked up.
That's frightening. That's absolutely frightening. But yeah, so like I was saying, so there's something to that endorphin release and that type of high, right? So doing it on social media, it's like you may not necessarily be cheating, but you could be just liking the attention.
You could just be liking the attention. But that, to me, that's like the wackest option, though.
Okay, talk about it.
Like, I would prefer, like, if you're thirst trapping it, like, real hard. Like, because I think, okay, let me say this, too. I think everybody...
And what's real hard? I think we need to quantify this. Like,
that's what I was about to say.
Okay.
Because I think everybody thirst traps, like, from time to time. Case in point.
Talk about it.
Your boy Frank be thirst trapping from time to
time. Whoa. Okay,
now,
no.
Because I do think there's the I think yours is a little intentional.
Mine's, what are you talking about? No, I'm dead ass serious. What are you talking about?
Exhibit A.
Okay.
Your Instagram profile pic, my nigga.
Oh, that is kind of a thirst trap. That's true. That's fair.
What was it for then?
Actually, no. I think the caption on it is thirst trap, to be completely honest with you.
Oh, yeah. I think it was. Yeah, actually, I think now that I think about it, because you did post that too. So in that case, then it's ironic then.
Yeah, that is ironic.
But it was ironic as a post, but as your profile pic, it's not ironic.
I like the color scheme.
Shut the fuck up. It's a thirst trap.
I really do like
it's a thirst
the color
trap. Because if a bitch is scrolling through and your shit pops up as people you might know, I'm pretty sure the bitch is going to be like, ooh. Ooh, follow.
Ooh. Look. Okay, so I have... Damn, that makes me want to change my profile. It really does. Okay, I'll say this. That wasn't the intention. The intention was not to have it as my profile pic as a thirst trap. I can say that honestly and sincerely. I can say honestly, sincerely, I do like the color scheme.
Bro,
I really do appreciate it.
Bro, out of context, it becomes a thirst trap.
Out of context, it does. I won't argue that.
I'm just going to have to describe this fucking picture. This nigga's on the streets of goddamn Seattle.
Look, I'll tell you exactly what was inspired by this, right? I was going through old Cash Money album covers, right? And they had the same angle, and it was some dude, it was the Lil Wayne one.
Oh, yeah,
and
he that's had the, true.
And I was trying to recreate that, and it just, well, it's Seattle, and I, yeah.
And there was no flames and no
And there was no flames, and I didn't have the time. But I was trying to recreate that angle and that pose and that energy. But go ahead.
Yeah, so your man's is on the streets of Seattle, he said, with like a hoodie on and like... no shirt. Now, it wouldn't have been a thirst trap if you were like Rick Ross in it out in these streets. Well, maybe, because Rick Ross was kind of sexy. Big Rick Ross was kind of sexy.
You like the little chubby chaser a little bit? Or just because he was comfortable in his skin?
No, he looks better with weight on him. There's like every once in a while, there's somebody that just looks better big.
My homegirl said that about Fat Joe. She was like, yeah, once he got skinny, I couldn't do it.
No, I need fat Joe, not... Mm-hmm.
Slim Joe?
I think if he would have came out as Slim Joe, that's an acceptable name.
Sounds like Slim Jim, but continue on.
Oh, it does sound like
Snap it to it. Dig it.
Your man is like, you know, he be in the gym, which brings my second thing is them gym things be thirst traps, bro.
No, those aren't thirst traps.
No, you might not intend them to be thirst traps, but they're thirst traps. I'm gonna send myself too. I'm gonna put myself on blast. Like, this isn't gonna be one way.
No. I was like, yeah, you're gonna get your turn too. But no, I mean, that was what's gonna happen. But no. So here's the thing.
What are those for?
No, I'll tell you exactly what they're for. So
this nigga be in the mirror, shirtless, doing bicep curls.
That has never happened. First and foremost, no. Let's clear that up right now. That has never, ever, ever.
With sunglasses ever. On and a bandana.
I'm going to do that now, but no, that has never, ever, ever happened. But okay. Again, so I follow a lot of fitness models or people that are working towards progressions in the gym and whatnot, right? And so what you do is that you post your gains, whether it be a loss gain, if you're trying to work on your legs, whatever you may be. So I'm just used to seeing those images. And there's like guys, girls, whatever. And it's like, oh, good shit. Do you. You know, making progress and just fighting that good fight in terms of health and fitness. So... that is definitely not the intention. And here's my thing though. Honest to God. I don't think those qualify as thirst traps for a guy.
No, they do.
Why? What bitch ever gave up pussy for the fact that the guy was in the gym?
No, that's a real thing. Like, bitches like in shape. Like, we like, for if that's just your demographic.
Women. Like.
Bitches?
Okay, bitches. Yeah, bitches. Bitches is out here giving pussy for guys who are just in the gym?
No, I mean, it's just like there's a certain amount. Okay, let me tell you why I like dudes that work out. It's not, and I don't like buff body Jones. Like, right. That's not my like.
Is this the thing about a dude not having a chest? Is this about Jay-Z?
There is a component. Okay. Like, chests are required. There is nothing worse, unless it's like a slim dude, like just a skinny, like a Wiz Khalifa type, which isn't my personal cup of tea, but I can see the appeal, you know, whatever. But like just a regular dude with like a regular average man physique with no chest, that's like alarming. Like that's unsettling. Why? That's not something that...
It's just, you can't. No. You can't.
Like, what are we doing? Like, and like laying next to one and like having your arm around. Like, no. Like, let me tell you what Smurf's not going to do.
She's like, I'm not dealing with that.
I'm not dealing with that. I can deal with some other things, but no chest to me is egregious. Anywho. let me tell you why it's appealing to me when dudes work out.
Okay.
It's more of like a mind frame type thing, like a discipline, it's a discipline. Thing, you know, and I tend to like very disciplined people, like people that get up and they do shit, like they set a goal, they go for it. Like that to me is attractive. So it's not like if you're doing too much with it, like you're like literally in a mirror with like sunglasses on.
Right.
And, like,
with a bandana. And
Like that's too much. But if like you just in the gym, like consistently, like that's attractive.
Okay.
To a lot of people.
Right. But okay. But here's the thing. But here's the thing, though. Like for me, this is what what life has taught me about thirst traps is that for a guy, thirst traps are more in like demonstrations of wealth. Right. Like for me, I was thinking, okay, if I show off a Versace watch or if I'm showing off laying next to a car, or if I'm showing off me with cash and whatnot, I would consider those more thirst traps for men.
I guess. Yeah. For a certain type of female. I'm just I can only speak for myself because to me, that's not. Now that you said it, I'm thinking about it. And yeah, dudes definitely do try that a lot, especially if you don't have like the physique angle. But let me tell you why that's not as appealing to me.
Okay.
It's because anybody can stunt. Like anybody can
just withdraw from their savings account.
We can pull it all out. We can wait for tax refunds. We can, you know, pull a bank lick.
We can take it from our savings. Tax refund.
Or we can take it from your savings.
Or we can hit a bank lick. This is Bank of Smurfette's reasoning and logic. Continue.
And so like that's easy. Like, and I'm sorry, like y'all keep posting it. I talked about it season one. I'm gonna talk about it again. Y'all keep posting these moderately priced, fucking reasonably priced accessories, these designer accessories. Anyone can get a Versace belt. They're not that expensive. It's like $400 to $600, bro. Like we could all be out here with Versace belts. Like, no. Like, until you have on a head-to-toe outfit with the shoes.
The Versace shoes?
I don't want to see your Versace shoelaces.
Damn it, man. That shit's rude. Okay, but see, that's why when you initially said that I do thirst traps, I was like, no, I don't. Because my idea of a thirst trap for a guy is...
No, but you know what? We don't have to talk about it. You do from time to time do that too. But maybe the thing is, though, is that we're not aware.
I am not doing this intentionally. I can say this to the honest.
Your watch, bro?
Not... What?
Your watch? Your watch collection? Your assortment?
It's a nice, collection of watches. It's a nice collection of watches. Okay, so you're telling me that I can't.
He seems generally like...
No, but here's the thing. I think for me, it's because, again, the demographic that I would associate with thirst traps is not what I'm doing. Like, I'm not doing this to garner attention. Like, it's
okay,
not...
Okay, you bring up a good point,
it's not
though,
intentional.
Because you're associating thirst traps with a certain demo. Talk about it.
Well, here's my thing, right? Here's my thing.
Nigga.
Can I get a higher version? Can I get a higher one? Ugh.
Wait.
Go. Say it.
Niggas?
Yeah.
Wait, but a higher version?
Like.
Niggas!
Thank you. I knew we'd get there. No, but I'm putting it with a certain demo, right? And I'm thinking it's between the ages of like 18 and 25. And it's usually people who watch a lot of reality television or follow a lot of reality stars, right? And they're trying to go down that path. So you'll see a bitch busting it open, and then you'll see like some dude stunting with his friends with either guns or money or smoking weed in the car. And you're just like, okay, like I get it. That's cool. But you're in your Walmart vest. Like this is really awkward, right? And so I associate a thirst trap with people who flaunt it but really don't have it. Right? Like it's that, oh, this is like, as you would say, stunts and shows. And I don't stunt and show. And I think that's for me. That's why I was like, I don't thirst trap because I...
No. You don't stunt and show. Right. Like, you don't do that. But that doesn't... But I disagree. I think anybody can do thirst traps.
Okay.
And that's why I do thirst traps. No, do we want to get to the ladies and to Smurfs?
No.
Well, we have to use it as a jumping off point like we did with the dudes. So.
Okay. Yeah. So there's a jumping off point.
Here we go. I'm gonna do a prediction. He's going to reference my Snap a lot.
Speaking of which, we didn't plug it at the top of the show. If you want to follow Bang of Smurfette on Snapchat,
It's bang_EM Smurf.
And her Snapchat is
lit. It's lit.
It's lit.
I consistently get this feedback.
It's lit. But anyway, so Smurf and Durfy.
Mm-hmm.
When Smurfy Durfy discovered this Snapchat that was lit and she learned how to use it,
mm-hmm.
she then realized within a short amount of time that this new app was her best friend.
Oh, yeah. It's the only social media I've ever loved. Like, I love fucking Snap.
She is a Snap enthusiast.
Yes. I'm not going to do the spectacles, though. That's what I'm not going to do.
Okay. So she is a Snap enthusiast. And Smurf likes to drink.
Yeah. As you...
Come out to play.
Smurf does like to drink.
Smurf likes to dance.
Smurf does like to dance.
Smurf likes to drink while dancing.
Yep. These are pastimes.
And during these times, it looks a little thirsty. It looks a little
thirsty. Does it look thirsty or does it look like a thirst trap?
It looks like a thirst trap.
Thank you.
Yes, correction. It doesn't look thirsty.
It will never be.
It's thirsty. Right. All right. All right. I respect it. So, yes, it looks a little thirst trap-ish.
What specifically?
You can tell, like...
Oh, yeah. No, I know. There was one Snap in particular.
I was like, okay, we've
crossed the boundary.
It's one of those ones where, as your friend, I'm like, okay, I don't want to respond because then I'm going to have to admit that I saw this. And then it's just like, this was just an awkward experience. So... Yeah. I mean, so what's going on? What's with these dancing pics and these high end tights and these lighting?
Hold on. What Smurf also does not do is high end tights.
Your snatch are definitely the high end tights when dancing at the club.
That's not a real thing. A high end tight can't be a video.
Oh, so you're just talking about the angle of the picture.
Yeah, okay. No, and I give you full body.
Okay.
Because Smurf is proud of her body.
Yeah, that was going to be exhibit number two. I was just going to talk about this.
No, and I know what you're talking about.
There was one dress, and I was just I was like, okay, we're in these streets. Okay, all right.
That's when I went to adult prom. The white dress?
Yep, the white
dress. The white low-cut dress.
I was like,
I'm pretty sure my titty fell out in one snap. I woke up the next morning like, whoop, let's go ahead.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, no, I know.
And like, keep in mind, not judging, not hating. I was just kind of like, okay.
Now, let me tell you. You know what? Let's talk about it.
Was it intentional?
Oh, no, it was very intentional.
So you knew what you were doing.
But let me, I had no delusions about what I was up to. But let me tell you. This is going to like flip the script on this. And let me tell you why. Because you're going to know the words. It's going to sound like ridiculous to probably our listeners who don't know me, but you're gonna believe it, and let me tell you why. I don't do it for you niggas. I do it for me. Like, it's literally, you know, I get drunk and you know I have like a really, really high self-esteem for no reason.
Yes.
like borderline insane high self-esteem.
Yes.
And I, that particular snap in question, I was like, bitch, you look good.
And we're going to snap all of this?
And we're going to snap all of this. Now, he can also attest to the fact that even though I have, like, this ridiculously, like, delusional, like, self-esteem, I'm not conceited.
No.
I just do shit for me. Like, I never do it for other people. I do it for me.
Every now and then, Bang of Smurf will, there's two versions of this. She will let you know what time it is. Or as we would say, every now and then, Smurf would just shit on people. Or she's like, you know, and I feel like shitting on somebody today.
That's a real thing.
You just feel like shitting on somebody.
Sometimes you just have to shit on people just to let motherfuckers know.
Yeah.
And that was one of those nights. Because I looked in the mirror and I was like, gosh damn.
So what was the feedback?
Oh, God.
What was the feedback?
Let me tell you, like,
we don't have to name names.
No, I'm just saying, for real, though. Yo, my Snap, like, the chat shit be off the fucking chain. Like, bro.
It's lit. You want to plug it one more time?
Bang _ EM Smurf. And now I don't give you that all the time. Like, I'm not, like, insta-hoeing it up. Like, okay. Like, if I go out and I'm, you know, I'll give you some thirst trap. But, no, I'll give you some thirst trap.
I love that you're admitting it. Yeah, you're
like,
keeping it 1,000.
Keep it diverse. Like, yeah. I'll show you, like, studio shit. I'll show you turning up. I'll show you me on some thug shit rolling up on niggas.
There's that. No, that's... That, I was going to mention that as a thirst trap as well. This is a thirst trap.
A thirst trap for real?
Yes. No, I'll tell you why. I'll explain why, but go ahead.
But yeah, I'm going to give you some thirst trap because sometimes we just need a little thirst trap. And if I'm not doing it, because like, if that's not all I'm about, then to me it just adds dimension and diversity to my personality.
Because you're like, I can do this, but I'm choosing not to.
I can be, right now, listen, I'm in a hoodie. In the rain, like it's nothing. Drip dropping on.
Shout out to this man. Doesn't understand how he like.
He's a legend. He's a goddamn.
Look,
legend.
Anybody I bring that up to is like, bro, I remember.
For real.
Like it hasn't left anybody's memory. But continue on.
So to me, yeah, it just adds dimension. Now, like,
it was
don't
almost
be,
our opening theme. But go ahead.
It was almost. Oh, it should be first. Like season 5.
Season 5. That's our outro. Drip drop.
Fuck it. That's our intro. Let's go hard. Let's own it. Now, like, to me, like, I'm like, we've had discussions about like boring social media and right. stuff, and I think boring is when you become one thing, like right. you do the same shit over and over again, especially with Snap, because Snap, it is so easy to get boring. And so I just like to throw that in there just to, like, you know, like I'll pull up on you, like I'll pull up on a kid or I will or I'll thirst trap on you, like
I would just like to say.
Or I'll be at work, like, giving a presentation. Like,
she's like, I do a little bit of everything.
But Gucci will be playing in the back of my presentation.
So what you're trying to demonstrate is that you're a girl who can do both, is what you're saying.
And I sometimes caption my shit, like, get you a girl that can do both.
Okay, swagadocious. Now.
oh, Lord.
Now, you were saying.
He's not done with me yet.
No. Because this is why I was like, man, she's really out here thirst trapping. Oh. It's when you were rolling up in the car. And this is why. There was a scene where, man, we're really just like going through the highlights of their Snapchat. All right.
It's lit.
So no, basically it was you and like, I want to say about 3 other females, something like that. It was on a Sunday. So I'm assuming it was after a basketball game.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
You was just chilling and rolling up. And I was like, all right, cool. And I was like, this is such a thirst trap.
How was that interesting? How was that a thirst trap?
All right. So. Was answer some close-ended questions.
Okay.
Smurf likes to go out.
Yes. Damn straight. Damn right!
When Smurf goes out, Smurf garners attention from men.
These are facts.
When Smurf goes out, Smurf garners attention from women.
Damn right!
The personality that you demonstrate when women are attracted to you is...
I just become a cool ass nigga.
Kind of the realest go on the block.
It's not my fault that these bitches are choosing.
listen.
It's just simply not my fault.
I can't with you right now.
Take ownership of that.
I'm not going to internalize. So that's why I consider this a thirst trap. I was like, this is just the other spectrum. I was like, she's showing these bitches she's the realest bitch out here.
Oh, shit. I didn't consider that.
Yeah. You flipped the script. And I was like, this is a thirst trap. Like, people might be like, oh, this is, she just cool. It's like, no, this is a thirst trap.
Oh, I didn't think about the, because honestly, like, let me tell you.
We need a name for this alter ego of you when you just turn into the hood as dude from New York.
Yo, can I tell you something? Like, this is something that's always been in my life. Like, me and my friend in junior high, you remember the party line?
The what?
You remember the party line?
The party line, yeah.
Yeah, we used to call up.
For the younger listeners, can you please break down with the
party line? Oh, shit. Yeah, the party line.
We should have brought this up on our technology episode.
We
but go ahead. Look at it.
Yeah, the party line was just a random number. And like the crazy thing was like everybody knew the number. It wasn't publicized anywhere, but everybody just knew the fucking number.
Everybody was up at 2 a.m. at one time or not.
And you would just call in and you had to like, you had to record like an opening message, and then you had to record like your reply message, and then like people would just like there was an option to skip, like you do with your voicemail messages or whatever, if that's even a thing anymore, because I don't think voicemail works like that now. But yeah, you could skip through, you could listen. If you heard something that you like, you could send him a message or you could connect direct. So me and my friend in junior high, I'm drinking, but
go ahead, continue on. Continue on with your story.
Frank is doing it. Me and my friend had these alternate personalities, and we were Dante and D'Angelo.
Wait. You were D'Angelo.
Was it? Yeah, I was D'Angelo.
Bam! Called it. Continue on.
Yeah, and we used to be like, hold on, let me see if I can still do it. Because we sounded pretty fucking authentic. There was one time a girl was like, y'all are bitches, I know. That was her message to... And if you remember, it was like, ding dong. Or the other, the hood one was like somebody hitting you up.
I immediately thought of Black Planet, but continue.
But we would be like, oh shit, let me get it together. Okay. We'd be like, yo, yeah, this is done. And yo, we used to like work on our fucking game. So every, like, I don't know for what though. Like,
when were you ever going to need the skill?
When were we ever? We just thought it was so much fun to.
You could
pull
use it for
bitches.
Negotiating purposes when you're at your job. But go ahead.
Yeah, continue. But I'm not trying to like negotiate somebody out their panties. Like, that's all we were trying to do. Like, we had so we did this for like a year. It was Dante and fucking D'Angelo, and yeah. So like now, like when I go out and then like. Because I never think about myself as that. Like, you can attest. We go out, and all of a sudden, I've taken somebody's
bitch. Bitches start coming through. Yeah, it's Mrs. Still Your
but
Girl.
As soon as I realize that happening, I just slip back into D'Angelo. Like, I just slip back into it, and I just start running game. It happened to me last night.
So this is what I'm saying. D'Angelo was on your Snapchat.
I guess it's, yeah, I guess I never considered that is, yes, a thirst trap.
I was like, I could see mad bitches hitting her up right now.
I know,
because
I'm like rolling up a blunt.
And an Escalade. And I'm just like, and the bitch next to you's got a Rolex. I was like, what are we doing? I was like, what the fuck is going on? Look, I had to stop with you for a second. I was like, no, I'm not.
No,
I was
like, you did stop opening my Snapchat.
I was like, I'm good, bro. I was like, I can't right now. Oh, I was like, there's too much going on. I was like, I respect you, but damn it, man. Wait, so you can tell who's looking at your snaps?
Okay, listeners, Frank don't know how to use snaps.
I don't. It's evident. It is evident. This is why I don't plug my Snapchat. It's evident.
Yeah, you can open your shit to look, and you can see who's looking.
Oh.
Which I love. Like, snaps, you know... Again, I know I get into it, but Snap is my favorite social media platform because on every other platform, niggas try to act too cool. Mm. And I have always, like, something that I've always dealt with in my life is people, because I do have this high self-esteem, but I'm not conceited. Like, I'm humble. Like, I'm one of the most humble people and, like, cool people.
Be humble. Sit down.
But people automatically assume I'm, like, stuck up, right? Mm. So nobody.
That's like most women. Most confident women get that.
Oh, she's
get
like
that feedback. Yeah, they get that feedback. I don't know why.
But I'm not. Like, I'm legit not. Like, there's a difference between being like, I could be confident, bitch, but I'm not stuck up. Like, I'm cool. And so I feel like on, like, Instagram and Facebook and those shit, like, it's a popularity contest. So, like, people feel, if you intimidate other people, then they don't fuck with you. Like, they'll look at your shit, but they won't like it. Snap. Oh, that's open season, baby. Mm. Like, your true fucking intentions. The niggas that are on my shit, like...
Whoa, stop. Wait. I gotta reel you in.
No, I'm not talking about like that. I'm just saying, like, everybody's looking. That's the moral to the story. Like, not just me. I'm not just talking about me. I'm talking about everybody. Like, everybody really, truly wants to fucking know. But on, like, Instagram and shit, they be holding that shit hostage like it's currency. Like, bitch, I don't give a fuck about likes. Like...
No.
But you looking, though.
Right. But here's my thing. That's what I'm saying. So you're saying thirst traps are to get likes, and likes can be addictive. Is that what I'm hearing? In terms of why people would do thirst traps.
Yeah, no, I definitely think, I think honestly there's different motivations for it. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I think really people can get addicted to fucking likes and like social media and like the attention that they're getting.
That's true.
You know, the other reason why I like Snap is because we're going to have to just name this episode Snapchat.
We're going to have to, look, until they start paying us, I'm going to need you to calm down.
No, for real. No, the other reason why I like Snapchat is because you can't show everybody else like how many people are looking at your shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like a, ooh, I got this amount of likes, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, on Instagram and Facebook and shit, like, people really be acting like likes are everything. Right. And it's not. Do they get you money? Do they?
Well, you've told me a story about certain people who got 9 million followers, 10,000 likes, and they sleeping on couch to couch. And I was just like, damn it, man.
Oh, yeah, as you call her, the frumpy bitch.
The frumpy bitch, yes.
I'll tell the story in another day. Yeah, but she has 75,000 followers on Instagram. Yeah. And she was homeless.
This is what I'm saying. But anyway, so you're saying back to Snapchat.
No. Just back to I can see people like doing thirst traps just for the likes. Mm. It's like validation. Mm. Like this amount of people like it, so I must be XYZ. Like whatever you think that you're deficient in or wherever your like low point in your self-esteem is, like it somehow like compensates.
So that's real shit, right? Like, girls take pictures of themselves to get likes because they don't feel that they're pretty. Like, that's real thing.
Yeah, but not just girls. Like, let's not...
Okay, yeah, dudes do that, too.
Dudes do that shit, too.
Yeah, dudes do that shit, too. That's true. I shouldn't be...
Because where are you going in those light gray sweatpants?
With the sunglasses, the bandana, and then a fitted cap on top of the bandana. With two chains on. In the bathroom.
Like, where? Like, where are you going? You're not going anywhere.
Back Let me to the you, couch.
You're going to take that goofy shit off, and you're going to go sit back down on your couch.
She said, take that monkey shit off. You embarrassed us. Oh, shout out to Pimp C. We didn't give a lot of shout outs. Shout out to Pimp C. Shout out to Snapchat. Shout out to y'all for listening to us. And as a matter of fact, season 4 is actually being... It is actually on track to be our best season yet. So shout out to you guys.
I haven't been looking at the stats.
People are coming out. So the fact that we were gone for a year and you guys are still fucking with us,
we
definitely appreciate
it. I know, sorry about that. Life.
Okay, right. So, all right. So when you see a thirst trap, it's your friend, it's a homegirl, it's whatever, right? Home dude, too. Either way.
Yeah.
And you see it starting to get excessive, right? Like every other time the bitches got an ass in the air. Every other time the dude's wearing a new do-rag with his shirt off, right?
He got all the do-rags.
And they're starting to coordinate like a black do-rag with some black jeans, a blue do-rag with some white jeans.
Do you remember the half and half do-rag?
Some blue and white jeans with the half and halves, right? When do you address it?
That's not a real thing. We're not calling do-rags half and
halves. Halves and halves. It's like, can I get a do-rag? You want that half and half? Yeah, let me get a half.
Yeah,
half.
Let me get that blue and white.
Let me get that yellow and green. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Sonics. But when do you jump in? Do you ever intervene? Do you ever say, hey, you're doing too much? Do you ever let them know? Or do you kind of just unfollow?
Okay, like real shit. Like, and I'm not trying to like plug the crew or whatever, but I don't fuck with people like that. Like, okay. I just don't have those people in my circle. Now, I do have acquaintances that have done too much. There was this one, and mind you, like, to me.
Now, Smurf doesn't call every woman a bitch, but.
But most.
Continue.
Unless I'm at work. Unless you catch me from 9 to motherfucking 5. But there's this one female who, like, I knew it was, like, a friend of a friend. And you know, when people do too much on Facebook, always, like, is alarming to me.
What do you mean too much on Facebook? What do you mean?
Because Facebook to me is like family friendly. Like, okay. Facebook is like PG, like where you come to post your accomplishment and your children and this is 30. Like,
right. Political views.
Right. So when like that whole, remember when, I don't know if this is still a thing, so I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody, but remember when that middle name thing was like real, where it was like Keisha, I makes it look sexy, Jones.
Yep. Yeah.
And so there was
I
this
makes
one...
it look sexy, Jones. Continue on.
But there's this one chick who, I shit you not, every fucking photo was face down ass up.
Damn it, man.
No, like, and I wish I was. And like, mind you, like, oh, but it alternated with pictures of her children too, which was equally like.
That's jarring. That's jarring.
Right. And so, like, the one, I still remember the specific fucking post that I was like, not today, bitch. Like, I can't do this with you any longer. She was like, okay, so the caption was like, getting back in the gym, like hashtag summer 16 or some shit, right? Mm-hmm. And she was in, okay, so she had a floor length mirror, like the ones that you like put on the floor and it like leans against your wall.
Floor length, yeah.
Yeah, she was in front of it. She had on like a sports bra and, you know, the tight like
Spanx shorts.
Yeah, yeah. She was like, she was like face down, ass up. Like she, like her shit was like, it was the most unnatural pose. And it was like, what does this have to do with working out? Like,
right.
This has nothing to do with working out. Like, you're
bitch, I don't see any weights.
Mirror, like, you're in your room with, like, your tits. Like, but the way she did it, like, her tits were, like, there. And then, like, but she had angled it so you could still see her ass up. Mm. And she was, like, on the floor. And I was like, come on. No. 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 And I was like, unfollow. Never again, bitch.
Well, I think that's the thing, though, with thirst traps, right? Is that everybody sees them. And that's the thing that fucks me up about them. I think this is why I don't intentionally do it. It's because it's not just people that you're trying to solicit attention from. It's people that are already like your friends and family and all this other
like
shit.
Like your grandmother just saw
that. Right. Like it might be your cousin or something like that. You'd be like, what the fuck? Hey, yo, what the fuck are we doing? Like, yo, come on, my G. And so for me, that's why I don't. I feel like if it was a private thing, it's like, okay, do what you need to do. Like if you had like a private group of people that you Snapchat and it was like private message group and you did it that way, I'd be like, all right, cool. But when you just put it out there for everyone, it's like, you know what, some people didn't want to see that. You were right there.
And then it comes to the thing too, is like, okay, I think really there too, it's like, I think as audience, I think if you're going to thirst trap, you need to do it on the appropriate fucking social media platform.
Correct.
Like first and foremost, like you preferably something that's disappearing. So like IG stories or like.
That's rude.
What?
She said like IG stories is going to be disappearing.
No. You mean like 5 seconds. The content.
Oh, that you meant.
No. Well.
Because we know how you feel about it. Because we know how you feel about it.
No. I like. Oh, if you want to see like. Frank's fucking IG stories is lit. It's like compelling. Like one time I think I teared up.
I was trying to add music one time. I was like, if I get some music.
Yo, bro, you look like a fucking professional on IG stories. You just gotta, and this is a message for everybody out there, you just need to find your platform and like roll with it.
Yeah, because hers is definitely Snapchat, which you can find at
@bang_emspark. Anywho,
okay, so you're saying if it's gonna be a thirst trap, it has to be something that's like gonna be there for 5 seconds and then
right, because I could still, if I still wanted to look this bitch up and find that photo, I could still find that photo.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's there forever,
right?
It's in the analogs.
Like
of
your
history.
Grandma see this, your aunts, your friends.
When
your
we
cousins,
become extinct and the new civilization is like uncovering shit, they were going to find that shit and put it in their new Smithsonian.
And you're gonna, and they're all gonna think these guys were fucking idiots.
Or, hey, they were freaks.
Right. It's like, hey, yo, you see this, right? These bitches are doing this for free. As a matter of fact, that's the other thing I don't get. Bitches that are thirst trapping for free. I think, like, if I was a female, there was a lot of shit I just wouldn't do for free. And one of them is thirst trapping.
Talk about it.
I was like, no. Like,
but then it goes back into your motives. Because my thing is, like, I will never knock somebody's hustle, right?
Right.
So if you're doing it and you're
If you're doing it wrong. I'll knock you off if you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, this is true. These are facts. But like if you're doing it and there's tangible evidence that you're getting like paid, and I'm not talking about getting fucked and then paid. I'm talking about just getting paid.
Yeah, just getting
the
paid.
Monetary
right.
aspect of it. Then whatever, and that's your hustle. Like do you.
Right.
But if you're just doing it for free 99, then that to me is already like that to me already tells me too much. Like you got a low self-esteem, bitch. Like you're doing this because you got daddy issues, you got mommy issues, or you know, like something fucked up when you was in the fourth grade, Jimmy called you ugly. Like you're doing it for the wrong reason,
right?
And I can't ever respect that.
Yeah, and it goes back to I just can't respect not getting paid. Like I'm just gonna be a, like I really feel like I thought about it one day and I was like, dude, if I was a female, I'd be a thought. I was like, it's not a doubt in my mind because I wouldn't be fucking anyone for under $5,000 or someone that had a lifestyle. I was like, it just wouldn't happen.
You say that. But there's another component.
There's
another component to that, though.
There's another component. I'm sure I'm not a woman, right?
No. I'm just saying, like you could do it. Like, anybody could sell some pussy. Like, if you halfway decent looking and you You know, you can sell it. Why fuck for free?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Like, I got the keys.
Right. Like, it doesn't make sense. I said, I told myself, I was like, what I would do is I would go through my college years. I'd hoe it up a little bit just to get my shit straight.
Yeah. And then
I'd
fucking. Get your skills up.
Yeah, get my skills up, right? Get your skills up. Find a nerd, fuck the shit out of them, live that lifestyle, do what I need to do, collect that money. And then it's like, if I don't have that lifestyle, then in this era where a woman can practically do anything, you'll get. Not as much pay for doing the same job, of course, which is bullshit. But so you could still go out there, find a profession, so you can still supply your own type of lifestyle. But if you are fucking, it's to go to a higher level. Like, I couldn't imagine fucking a broke dude. Like, I just couldn't do it. Like, it just wouldn't make any sense to me.
No, because then it gets into the thing about leverage, and then niggas think they got some over you, and then, you know, then it becomes and I don't like fucked up power dynamics.
Right.
And that's when you get into fucked up power dynamics, where you're literally dependent.
Okay, yeah, right. And I would, yeah, that's...
Like, you can claim me on your taxes. And I don't feel comfortable about that.
Right, not going down the road. Like I said, you would have your own shit.
Yeah.
But, no, because I was talking to this... When was this? I want to say it was a couple months ago. I don't know. So, anyway. So, I was talking to this bitch, and apparently she's a dancer / bikini barista
She does ballet?
Nah, not like ballet.
The other type of dance.
Not like river dancing. Not like, she doesn't do capoeira. She don't do any of that shit. No salsa. No.
Do listen to reggaeton?
No, the bitch can't dance either. But she was doing, she's got that lifestyle, right?
Okay.
And so she was telling me about it, and she was like, whoop-de-whoop-whoop, and she was showing me her Instagram, and I was like, okay, cool. And I was like, you got all these followers, right? And then I was like, okay, cool. And I was like, are you branding? Like, I was like, is this, because she had like 33,000 followers. I was like, she had a responsive one, right? People were commenting. So she was commenting back.
It wasn't just like ghost.
It wasn't like ghost likes or anything like that. Like, she had a significant following. And I was like, do you get constant customers? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, do they tip you? She was like, yeah. I'm like, so when you're posting these pictures, are you charging for anything? She was like, no. And I was like, but you need to start doing Skype sessions. I was like, if you got all these dudes out here coming to you on a consistent basis and they are tipping you for you to stand around in your underwear and serve them coffee, you could do some Skype sessions.
Yeah, but Skype sessions, like, so she would just be standing around there too?
No.
Would she have to up the fucking ante?
Because here's the thing, though. You know, you wouldn't have to up the ante. It's just dependent on the restrictions that you lay out, right? There are dudes out there. First of all, there are dudes out there paying for porn, which I don't understand.
It makes no sense. It's free porn.
Look, like, we're getting away from thirst trap, but it has everything to do with it. But all right, so you got dudes paying for ridiculous things that I wouldn't imagine paying for, right? So I can imagine there is a good group of dudes. These are guys that are coming by to pick up coffee from girls in bikinis. Like, that's part of their day on a constant basis.
I'm that sure shit still is like real jarring to me.
But I'm sure they would be okay.
It's 8:00 in the morning, right? And I got titties
to start off my morning,
just to start off the day.
It's like, what up, bitch? Let me see. Let's get through this meeting. Let's get through this fucking meeting.
Like,
hey, shout out to them. Shout out to those people.
I love titties. But I don't want to start my day off with them.
A fresh cup of hot cocoa and some titties? What? Listen, we need to start getting on this lifestyle now that I think about it, since we're talking about
it. There's one, like, literally adjacent to my house.
We're not going to talk about it. Look, she might be working there. But anyway, no. So what I'm saying is that there would be guys up there where you wouldn't have to do anything dramatic, like put a tomato in your vagina or any shit like that. It was like, they'd be cool with you just sitting in your room, licking your lips in your tank top. You were going to be doing that anyway, bitch. You might as well pick up a bag. There are a lot of things I would not do.
There was dudes that will pay for shit. Did you hear about the bitch on Tinder?
No.
So she literally, like, people would hit her up on Tinder, and they'd be like, what's up? And she'd be like, send me $5 and find out. When I tell you everyone, some people sent her more money because they thought something extra spooky was going to happen. And, like, her message back was, like, when they paid it, like, the automated, like, receipt that she sent them was, like, congratulations.
You played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, damn, I didn't.
So exactly. So that bitch knows how to play the fucking game. So yeah, if I was a woman, I'd play the fucking game. I was like, listen, there's too much money on the table.
Like, that was the only time where I was like, that truly is no strings attached. Mm. Like, that truly, like, was a come up. She made a couple hundred, maybe up to a G or whatever, and she kept it pushing.
Right.
But when you get into this other stuff where it's like you could make, And then you're confronted with choices too.
Mm.
Everybody got choice.
to do it for the culture. They have choices whether they're going to do it for the culture.
Where you can make this this money, this reasonable amount of money, or you can make this money. And usually when you get into making money, you got to do something strange.
but usually people that end up doing something strange are bitches that don't have a plan, right? So you just,
if you have the choice, this is like future sight. Like, if you have the choice to have, you got this money, you can get this guap, or you can make this money.
Listen, you stop talking to me like that.
Like,
you stop talking to me like
that. What are you
gonna
choose?
Nah, because I told you I would be.
You're going to make this money.
Listen. Smurf's out here trying to make Frank, the female version of Frank, do something strange for a little bit of change. That ain't it. You got to come out of pocket.
Did I just make sure, hit you with the pimp speech?
You really kind of hit me with the pimp speech. And I was like, nah, motherfuckers got to come out of pocket. I'm just saying. So, are you saying that thirst traps can be dangerous if it garners the wrong attention?
Oh, yeah.
Talk
and again,
it.
Like, not to be like, I feel like I need to be like the ambassador of fucking Snapchat, but like, this is the reason why I like it, because nothing is there for too long. Mm. Like, you put your thirst trap out there, you reel them in real quick, and then it's gone. 24 hours, you could delete it earlier than that. Like, it's gone. Other social media platforms, this shit lingers, and then you become like, then you have like a history, so you build up so many of these thirst traps, and then you have a hit, like a tangible history of it, and so then you start to attract the wrong type of attention.
Right.
Like, I've had to check niggas in my DMs before.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, like, again, Smurf doesn't do this for y'all, she does it for her. So if you enjoy it, then enjoy it, but don't come into my fucking chat.
Hashtag women empowerment, continue on.
Hell yeah, pussy power. Yeah. Hashtag that.
That's the title of this episode. Continue on.
It is the title of this episode. Thank you. We always determine it during the episode. But like, okay, I put it out there. You enjoyed it. Great. Whatever. But then don't come back and try to disrespect me.
Mm.
Like, don't try to take it too far. Like, don't try to like do extra, you know? And I've had people that have like, the stories I could tell.
Yeah, I don't get that.
But some females are okay with that, because some females don't know, or some people just in general don't know how to disassociate attention. Like, so any type of attention is good attention to them. Like, it could be negative, like, charged attention, or it could be, like, truly, like, respectful attention, but they don't know how to differentiate, so they don't care. But to me, that's when it becomes dangerous, because then you start opening the door for, like, unhealthy behaviors in your actual real life.
No, I hear you. And I don't know. I feel like with internet, and I sound like an old man when I say this, but you don't know who's
on the
watching.
World Wide Web.
Right. On the World Wide Web. You honestly don't know who's watching. You don't know what this type of person, who this type of person is, what they're capable of, or anything of that nature. And then I know that people develop relationships that aren't real, but they kind of trick themselves into it because you're following them, so you feel like you know them, and then you roll up on them, and then you tell them their life story, and they don't really know you like that, right? And so I feel like you should always be aware of the type of attention that you're garnering, because you could put yourself in a situation where, A, you might have to check somebody, or you might be fucking with a motherfucker that's just about that life, and he's at your fucking doorstep now because he's become obsessed with you. Because you hear those stories.
We all remember the fucking plot line in Players Club.
Motherfucking Marvin? Yes! Motherfucking Marvin, bro! I don't mean to laugh like that. That was a terrible laugh.
Yo,
but motherfucking Marvin. That's why when I first heard Drake's Marvin's Room, I immediately went to him. And I was like, oh, we just talking about following strippers? Is that what we doing?
Trying to bust in their goddamn door?
He said, I spent the money.
See? That's what all this thirst trap is about to get y'all, bitches.
Thirst trapper could get you a couple Marvins.
Hell yeah. Is it
that's
worth
the,
it?
That's the name of this episode. Marvin. The Marvin.
Nobody will know.
Marvin's Room.
Yes.
Marvin.
That is the title. Marvin's Room is the title.
Marvin's Room. Yes. Okay, so let's break this
down. Shout out to Marvin.
He didn't get many roles after that, because people were like, you played that a little too well. Like, what bitch have
you
stabbed and chopped up? Yeah.
Chopped and screwed.
At least the Ray could get it back in the day. All right, but anyway.
Yeah, her face is all plastic surgery.
Yeah, it's all fucked up now, but you know, back in the day she could
back
get
in
it.
The day she was bad.
So okay, so we got it. So we know what a thirst trap is.
Yes.
We know that you could unintentionally do a thirst trap.
Yeah.
And you should always, yeah.
I just want to add to that. You know what happens? You know why it's unintentional? Is when you really got it. Like, whatever you're thirst trapping, like, it's really part of your life. Like,
right.
You really, like, work out. that's a part of your life. So even though it's a thirst trap, sorry to break it to you. It's a real, like, it's unintentional. Like, I understand that.
Right.
And I'm just a bad bitch.
Just like, and I'm not doing it for you.
I'm not doing it for you.
Tell him again.
I'm not doing it for you. I do it for me because I love myself. And if you just happen to enjoy it, then you enjoy it. But it's not an intentional thirst trap.
Right. So they can be, damn it, man. So they can be unintentional, or they can be used to garner attention.
To fill some void.
If done in excessive, it can come off as desperate or that you have low self-esteem.
Yeah, but some people like low self-esteem niggas and bitches.
Right. It can be dangerous, but there's nothing wrong with it. Like, there's nothing wrong with putting them out there, getting a couple likes, and doing what you need to do.
I just can't respect, like, if this is your only persona, because, like, to me, people are multidimensional, right? So if this is the only dimension that I see you on fucking social media, you better motherfucking be getting paid.
Yeah.
Because if you're not, then what are we doing it for?
So then we're also saying, when it comes to thirst traps, never do it for the gram. Do it for a bag.
Do it for a bag.
Do it for
if
a
you're
bag.
Not doing it for you.
Pick up a bag, bitch. Pick up a motherfucking bag.
Do it for a fucking bag.
Pick up a fucking bag. I like that. If you're going to be thirst trapping and this is just part of your persona, bitch, pick up a fucking bag.
Because then what else are you doing it for? Like, what else? Doing? What are we doing?
And that's why it's considered
a
fuck shit.
It is, yeah.
It's fuck shit.
Like, you gotta have the right motives. And I'm gonna tell you right now, most of y'all ain't got the right motives. Because me and Frank got candid, but there's plenty of other people I could talk about thirst trapping.
No,
in my
there's,
fucking
there's
timeline.
A lot of people where it's like, no, we. This isn't like, oh, this is just my lifestyle. This is what you're trying to present your shortcomings.
There's one dude I gotta call.
You're covering
call
up
out.
Your shortcomings.
There's one dude I gotta call out because this is like, I'm not directly friends with him. It's like a friend of a friend. So I feel comfortable he'll never listen to this shit. And even if he did, fuck you, nigga. You're doing too much.
No. You wanna know why? Because he's not gonna roll up on you. He's gonna roll up on me when I'm taking the bus to go get some Red Lobster and he's gonna show up and tell me, like, where do I know you from?
That's your, what's your voice.
I remember your voice. Again, look, that's a perfect example. I wasn't thirst trapped. We just put out a podcast with my friend here. And this dude
that really happened,
me.
Though. Like, that's a real story. Right. Yo, this is unconventional thirst trapping. Like, regularly. Mm. This dude posts a picture of himself in, like, it's always, like, a dress shirt with, like, sweater vest on, right? Okay. We're not getting thirst trap vibes right now, right?
Right.
It's just normal. Like, it's just, sweater vest. You just like sweater vest and you go to church.
Right.
Now, when we insert the second component, he always has a glass of wine. And some, okay, like, I don't mean to, like, typecast anybody, but something about dudes, like, drinking wine, like,
just
regularly,
not for you.
It's just not for me. Like, okay. I need you to have this yak.
It's kind of strong.
But that's just because Smurf
no
likes.
Ice.
Smurf
no
likes,
ice.
Smurf likes roughnecks.
Immediately, MC Lyons roughnecks, so I came
yes,
to mind. But continue on.
And he always captions it as just me in it.
Just me in it?
No. Hold on. I gotta get it out. Just me in a sexy glass of wine. I'm not making that up. That's a real thing. Every fucking post.
Does he say it in that tone and that voice?
In my head.
Me and this sexy ass glass of wine.
Yeah, it's always him looking provocatively at the camera with a glass of wine and a dress shirt and a sweater vest. And I'm like, okay, so this is a thirst trap, but I don't know what the fuck he got.
What are you trying to attack?
Like, what are
we baiting here? Like, yeah. We threw something out on the line. What are we fishing for here? What's going on here?
What are you trying to bag, Nate? Like, what? Because I'm confused.
Look, he likes his bitches different. He likes his bitches just a little bit different. Hey, shout out to him.
He's so refined.
He is.
He's so cultured.
He's so distinguished. Oh, look at this pensive look.
Look at this sweater vest. It's the finest of sweater materials.
It's the finest of and we're going to end this episode. But if you want more of this, whatever this was.
We don't know what it was.
Yeah. But if you want more of it, where can they go, Smurf and Durf?
One of our three platforms being iTunes, Podomatic, or Stitcher. Come on,
if
leave
they
me
want
in.
A stop shop, shop.
Then hit us up on our website, which is speakerbox.com. That is
SPKRBX.
SPKRBX.com.
Okay. And if they want to write us, yes, I don't do this part.
No, on our outro, you always lead me into it.
Oh, that's right. But if they want to write to us or anything of that nature,
go ahead and drop us a line at our email address being speakerboxseattle@gmail.com. That's speakerbox normal spelling, seattle@gmail.com.
And again, so rate, comment, subscribe. You guys have been awesome this season and seasons before that. Shout out to our day ones. As a matter of fact, if this is your first time listening, to Speaker Box Seattle podcast, this one ain't for you. I want you to shut the fuck down.
Yeah. If you can't recite our season one fucking episode list, then you need to sit the fuck down.
This shout out ain't for you. This shout out's for our day ones.
Okay, that's how you alienate people.
That is how you alienate people, looking at you. J. Cole, looking at you, Jermaine Cole. But yeah, so no, we love the feedback. We love that you guys are loving what we're doing. And of course, if you have any topic ideas, comments, suggestions, anything of that nature, definitely hit us up. We're responsive. We're cool. And yeah, follow Bagel Smurfette on Snapchat because it's lit.
It is lit. It's just lit, you guys. So, and I'll add you back because I like seeing y'all's lives.
See, exactly. Smurf's a real person. Mm-hmm. She was like, I want to know what you're doing.
Yeah, I want to know what you're up to.
Unless you're getting an obscene amount of dick pics, because I don't know why. I just imagine that any dude who follows a woman is sending a dick
pic. Yo, for real though, when I first got on Snap, I had hella fucking dick snaps. just inundated. Yeah. And then it fucking calmed down, but I was like, is this what Snap is about?
Just dick pics?
I didn't even ask for these. They're just waiting for me every day.
Just shined up. That's a lot of Vaseline, my G. That's
a lot of fucking baby oil. I don't think you're supposed to be putting that on your dick. Dick. It causes cancer.
Right? You got a little breakout going right there. You should get that looked at.
It's looking chapped. It's looking chafed.
And as always.
Yo, my dude's going to listen to this and be like, what the fuck?
What is going on? Or he'll come up to you and be like, so you've seen him too.
Yo, he's a lurker on Snap. He don't post no content.
We're gonna end this episode. This is Frank Massachusetts.
This is Bangs for Fat.
And we will holler at y'all later for Speaker Box Seattle Podcast Season 3.